You might remember, if you were listening to the show earlier in the week, Fifi and Fev launching their musical careers. Dave, obviously, with my help as manager, you did come in on the lyrics side to kind of work on a street single for the guys.
Oh, yeah. It felt good. Even I remember when we were recording and I was like, ooh, my nipples are hard. This is good.
Okay. And then I remember Iggy Azalea when you went to her and asked her opinion.
Yeah, she
was a bit threatened by me.
She kind of wanted to squeeze you out a little bit, but she did like Fev's vocals. Look, let's just... This was the track that obviously we all chose as producers and as collaborators. We went with the Darryl Braithwaite classic Horses, and here's a taste of the end product. I think you'll agree. Just absolutely knocked it out of the park.
Yeah! Horses for courses, that's what people say. But I'm a radio star rapping like 50 Cent on your birthday. Feb, so we could give this a go, so let's give it a crack. Drop some rhymes in time with this old school track. I'm like a horse in the stalls, chomping on the bit. Going faster than McCarvey, D-Band, Black Caviar's kid. Each line is sublime, like a sonic treat. That'll fill you up like Feb ordering Uber Eats.
That's the way it's gonna be, little darling. We'll go riding on the horses, yeah, yeah.
So there we have it. Just way up clearly a success. Clearly something we're proud of.
Hey, Byron, can I just point out, and it warms the cockles of my heart when I see young Brendan Favola hear himself singing and he gets right into it. I love it, Fev.
Yes. Feels... I actually sung that song, Byron, to our good mate Niall Horan yesterday.
Oh, wow. Well, that adds even further star power to this whole marketing pitch. Now, there's just one issue, unfortunately, that... Literally the actual day that we put that out and we're looking to build some hype for Fifi and Fev, one of the hottest duos in Melbourne who have had a huge career putting out bootlegs and doing all sorts of things, Teddy Cream, Vincent and Brandon from Teddy Cream. Guys, what single did you put out pretty much on the same day?
Yeah, so we released a version of The Horses around the same time.
Yeah, on the same day.
That's pretty awkward.
So it's a turf.
Hi, Vincent. Hi, Brandon.
How you going?
Yeah, good. So I mean, it's poor management on behalf of our manager, really, Fev.
Yes. I can't believe you guys released it on the same time as us. Yours isn't even approved by Darryl Braithwaite.
That's a good point. And that's a bit I haven't mentioned to you guys. These guys actually got approval from Darryl himself.
Okay. Darryl's just rapped "We're Singing on Radio." Number one breakfast show in Melbourne.
Well...
Traction, Hume.
Us musicians are supposed to stick together and not release the same music on the same day, guys.
Hey, guys, it's not your fault. Hey, Vince, Brandon, I'm putting it solely on Byron. This is all your fault, Byron.
This is a little taste of their single. They've done a pretty good job. It's an absolute banger. They've given it the Teddy Cream treatment.
Wait a second. You guys sound like you actually rehearsed. That's cheating a bit. These guys just dropped it fresh.
But, guys, we've reached a resolution. Can you explain what we've done, sort of by way of a truce here? I think this is an exciting result.
Look, we've put all of that aside, and we've come up with a mix of our version and your lovely vocals on top, Fev.
Here we go.
Wait, when you say Fev's vocals on top, Vincent,
oh, I knew you were going to say that.
What have you done?
What about my rapping?
Well, we didn't think your rapping actually gelled with the track, but we're keen to do a DJ Box and Teddy Cream collab in the sometime.
In the near future.
I would definitely consider that.
So here is the end result. Ooh. Teddy Cream featuring Fev, Horses.
That's the way it's gonna be, little darling. We'll go riding on the horses, yeah, yeah. Way up in the sky, little darling. And before I'll pick you up, I'll pick you up.
Single.
Oh, it's amazing.
Fev, you sounded amazing.
Yes, that's what
I don't know what you did, Vincent Brown, I don't know what you did, but it's amazing.
Oh,
It's unreal.
Glad you guys like it.
Yeah, there we go.
Thanks, guys. Let's release it on iTunes today and watch that baby climb up,
guys. Can pre-order.
I could see one of those Stafford Brothers clips where you're at a festival, the sun's going down, you got the Esky next to you, just shout out to the crowd.
You could pre-order horses by these guys, Teddy Cream. Really good of them to jump on board with us. That is on iTunes now. Thanks for that, guys.
Thanks for having us.
18 past 7 on
is
the
Is mine
Fox.
Going on?
Still in discussions,
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
People often wonder what it's like to work at a radio station, what happens behind the scenes when you're out of the studio, and I'm about to give you all a peek behind the curtain.
No, don't. It's like Wolf of Wall Street, guys. It is nuts.
I'm doing it because...
Put your clothes back on, Dave.
Someone at Fairfax. Now, Fairfax Media, they're going through a reasonably tough time at the moment. We all know that publicly.
Yeah, sure,
it's tough over there. But somebody from Fairfax has posted online a note that's gone up in their kitchen. And I think any workplace, and 131060, if you work in an office or any workplace that has sort of quite passive-aggressive notes that get put up in kitchens and bathrooms.
Yeah, haven't they been through enough?
Well, exactly. Dave, well, how's this? This is somebody who put this in their kitchen. Please stop stealing food. If this was a fridge in a supermarket, you would be arrested. I mean, they don't mess around
Come
at Fairfax.
On.
Please think about why people bring in their lunch. It's cost-effective. That person has a limited budget. They might work through their lunch breaks.
It is Fairfax.
Thus, work is very hard. I like the use of the word thus.
Oh, well, that's what you took from that.
Might be on a certain diet. So today, you're taking away somebody else's chance to eat. Quite an aggressive post-it note that's gone up in the kitchen.
Isn't it?
I think you've got a two-day limit in the fridge. If you've got something in there and it's been longer than 2 days, it's... free for all.
Hey, Fev, a question there. Have you ever let anything sit in the fridge for longer than 2 days?
No, but I'm just trying to come into the fridge. I'm just trying to come into the rave and try to add something.
No, you came in beautifully, and then Fev, I'll bring you back in because I will. I have you and I. We love a toasted sandwich. We're fans
love
of Jaffles.
Yes.
This is what is above our Jaffle maker in the kitchen. Here's a little peek behind the curtain in the Fox kitchen. It goes like this: if you use this toaster, clean it! Don't leave your cheese, avo or ham just sitting in it. 2 exclamation marks.
Cool.
I feel like this could be towards us, Fev. I'm taking it quite personally. Other people want to use it. Shocking! ! I just like whoever put these up. This just
who's writing it?
Just a lot of adjectives.
Is it Hamish and Andy? Those guys have got to cool their jets.
Yeah, they've just got to get a sense of humour.
And then they
I'm
get
tipping
really,
they don't make their own toasties, mate.
And then it gets really. It gets
they got
really
minions
personal.
For that.
Did your mum / dad / grandma / granddad teach you nothing?
Well, that's just hurtful.
Just when you're making a cup of tea or getting a glass of water in the kitchen, you get yelled at by a note on the wall.
Yeah, they're also being passag, like getting your whole family involved, like Ancestry.com.
It's unbelievable.
Harking back generations.
It's 7:31. That's up on our Instagram as well. Maybe you can share some pictures with us of your passive-aggressive notes in the workplace.
I didn't even get to the message about the fridge. There's a message about the sink. There's ones in our toilet. And we can't do anything without getting yelled at around the Fox.
Maybe we can set a little camera up in the kitchen, just a little sneaky one in a teddy bear, and we can catch people, and then we can... No, that's a crap idea.
I like that idea.
I don't really want a camera in the kitchen, though, because there is the little chocolate barrel that's near the kitchen.
Not the charity.
No, I put the money in. I just go there a lot.
Your tone speaks otherwise, that's all.
Boxy and I put $20 in each.
We do. We whip heaps.
Okay.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Seems like not long ago that we had Adele in our country there at Etihad on the big screen, the huge crowd, sellout crowd. What an amazing event it was for anyone who got to go and see Adele in concert. And this is not great news. She's decided to hang up her touring boots.
What?
Potentially forever.
Ooh.
That's a huge call, isn't it? Because I'm going to guess, I think she's only 28.
She's 27, wasn't it?
She might even be younger than that.
The albums have been her ages.
25. It was 25, wasn't it?
So she might be 26 now.
Yeah. I always judge things less on age, more on bank account. If I had that many zeros, I'd be like, yeah, see you guys. It's Netflix and chill for this, dude.
Well, it's funny because we've only been talking about this. The other day we were talking about Daniel Day-Lewis. Now he's retiring from movies. He's not actually, he's my mini retraction. I did at the time say he was leaving to become a dressmaker. In actual fact, in his final movie, playing a dressmaker. Right.
I think you also said he's leaving to be one of the three Mohicans.
Sometimes our producers put things in front of us and we read them.
That was one of the all-time great text messages I got off Boxy. Yep. Was a clip of Mr. Lewis doing his interview saying he's going to play a dressmaker. Thank you very much to our producers.
Brilliant. Very funny. And then we were talking about the fact that, who was the other one who's retired recently? I've got a brain snap.
Actor?
No, not actor. Singer. No. Oh, John Farnham.
This is like charades at this point in time. Two words, first word.
John Farnham, he did his last tour and then he did about 20 tours after
it. A lot of comebacks.
People do come out early and retire, but that's later in life, you know. This is, Adele is in her 20s and she's saying no more tours. And it's funny because I think we all start at a working age going, I want to retire by 40. I want to retire by 50. I'd love to get out of it. It's when you meet somebody who's 30 and they say, yeah, I'm retired. Got a property portfolio. Can always be very annoying to meet those people.
Can this also be our radio segment, Get Stuffed?
And I reckon musos would probably say they're going to retire so they can come back and make a lot of bank. But with Adele, she's made a lot of bank. So she doesn't really need to say she's retiring. So she actually really might be retiring.
She might be, Feb, and it's outrageous. You can't retire that early. Or can you? 13, 10, 60.
I retired at 29.
Have you? Well, you did.
What was it?
Forced retirement.
Yeah. I got sacked at 29, but yeah. I didn't work again to what, a year and a half ago. I was 35.
That's unemployment.
Good 6 years. Yeah.
Separate phone.
And work was eating.
No, I'm just saying.
Work was eating scroggin and I just wasn't taking on the dole.
No, but what I mean is, you. I don't think you'd actually hung up your boots. You were hoping to be in the workforce again.
Oh no, I was really happy.
Oh.
Yeah, I was playing golf and PlayStation.
Oh, okay.
Just didn't have any money.
Right, which is often what propels somebody to get a job.
That's part of retirement, well, usually.
No, I'm going to go with you on it. I mean,
I was
I'll go
for
with
my
you.
Super to kick in.
Feb retired at 29. Adele wants to retire at 26. 13, 10, 60. Have you retired early? Tell us how great it is. Like, rub it in. Come on.
Why not? Yeah. And
maybe, you know, even if you're older, but you retired when you were young. Or
40's
maybe,
impressive. I mean, 40's great.
Ridiculous. Yeah, seriously, my dad's still working in his 70s. I mean, there's no reason to retire early and keep working.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Adele has suggested she's retiring. Well, not really, just from touring. She'll still make music, obviously. She's very young, though, to stop going on the road and, you know, wowing audiences around the world.
Can I throw this out there? Because Adele's so good. Everyone should go to her.
You're right.
Just be
actually,
like, guys, this Friday I ran at my joint. We're going to have to cap it at some point, but
it's true.
I'm not moving.
People would go to her.
Her voice might be sore.
Maybe
she does
too.
Belt out. She belts out a massive tune.
It did fascinate us and fill us with envy, the idea of retiring early. We've got Gene from Pakenham. Hi, Gene.
How you going?
Yeah, good, Gene. Have you retired early?
No, not me. My uncle retired at 35.
What was he? Some sort of, you know, property developer?
No, he was a mechanic and a panel beater. He had his own shop with my dad.
He's doing dodgies.
Yeah, what's happening behind
What's he doing in that garage?
Yeah, Jesus.
Feb went straight there, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, he's not fixing cars.
All right, we might just stop that one right there. Hey, the thing is, if Adele was to stop touring, guys, someone could always... There's still such great songs and they deserve to be heard live.
Amen.
I would have thought F-Box could just step right on in.
Hello from the outside. At least I can see that I've tried to tell you.
Did you retire from hitting the actual nuts?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Niall Horan is in the country and he's obviously, we just played his great single. He's doing amazing things and our mate Fev just happens to be actual mates with him. Like not just, you know, pretend mates for radio. No, real. Kick a footy, go to the pub, mates. So Fev has, in his first ever segment, Bevs with Fev, sat down with Niall and had a one-on-one conversation that we've all recorded and now eavesdropped on.
Oh, yeah. And a segment like this needs a great intro. So You're welcome.
Sometimes you want to have a bev with our old mate Fev. He'll have a chat and we'll sit back and listen to a good chin wag as another guest has a yap and a bev with Fev.
Oh, there it is. What a jingle. What an intro for what we think will become a very famous segment. Here it is. Fev with Niall Horan. Bevs with Fev.
Okay, I'm sitting here with one of the world's great solo artists.
Cheers, Fev.
Solo artist. Niall Horan, how you going, mate?
How you doing?
Bevs with Fevs. But I did offer you a beer,
yeah.
And I've never heard an Irishman say no to a beer, but we've got tea.
But in fairness, it is at about 1 o'clock.
It's early, but it's going to be 12 o'clock somewhere in the world. Your body clock will be all over the shop.
Yeah.
So we've got a peppermint tea, right. Ginger ale, an apple. We've got an Irish breakfast.
Love doing scribble that
dish. Did you like that?
Nice touch.
Do you want the Irish?
Irish it is.
I've never really made a tea before, but my wife loves them. But
okay,
I think it just sits there for a little bit. So what's going on, mate? What brings you to Australia?
I came to see you, Fev. And I just come down to do some promo stuff.
Yeah.
Do some all the radio, see all the radio people like yourself. Go and performing on The Voice, final of The Voice on Sunday night.
Well, that'll be good.
So it should be good.
News today has come out that Katy Perry was talking about you today.
Yeah, she's talking about me.
What's she done?
Hit me back.
What's she done?
I know, she just said that.
Were you sending a few cheeky DMs?
She was saying that I was looking for her number. I was looking for her number so we're in Australia at the same time. We don't see each other all the time.
Well, Katie's
and all her mates and stuff, all her crew, good laugh.
Well, Katie's like my favourite person in the world.
She's great.
So, no luck?
No luck. Oh, I keep trying, it's not really
keep
luck.
Trying?
I know.
You'll be right, mate. Just send it out there. So you've been all around the world.
Yeah.
What's your dream? Where's your dream girl come from?
I do like Australians.
Australians?
Yeah.
You love this place, don't you?
I love this place. I'm just looking for an excuse to move down here, to be honest. If it was about 5 hours closer, I'd probably move here.
Mate, when you're sitting back in your first class seat, you're not going to worry about it. We're not worrying about 5 hours.
Time is time. And that's it. It's just a bit of a trek.
It's only a bit of a trek. But yeah. your cousins and that did live down here.
Yeah.
And you had a great time. That's how I met you. I was actually playing cricket. And you were over there with your cousins kicking the footy, and I went over and you started taking speckies on my back.
Yeah, like I was picking you out. I was pulling
you
balls
were,
out.
You were, you're jumping all over my back.
Yeah, I was.
And then we found ourselves at the pub.
Yeah.
Having a few froffies. It was a good night.
A few, yeah.
A few, that was very good.
Froffies.
You like froffies?
It's a good name.
It's a great name. It's what we call beers. What do you call them? Pints?
Pints, whatever you want it, really. I'll take that one.
Yeah, froffies. What's your favourite?
Schooners.
Gears? Schooners?
Stubbies.
Stubbies.
That's my favourite. Count the stubbies, mate.
We always say have a cold one off the wood. So 1D, mate, tell me about the experiences with that, because obviously you're on a... what was the show you were on? It wasn't X Factor.
X Factor.
And it was the 7th series. You didn't get through to the boys group, and then they put you together, and then bang, phenomenon.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I heard Louis, I read an article a couple of days ago when he said, Zane's got the voice, you're the lad, just everyone loves.
Mm.
Harry's cool, and he's just nothing. Did he nail that?
He was very self-deprecating, that interview, and I think it was brave of him to be so honest, for some random guy he's never met before, a journalist. But Louis, he knows that we all adore him, and he's extremely vital member of One Direction, so he shouldn't think this.
He shouldn't think that, but it's right, though.
No.
Obviously, you split from 1D, you went your own ways, you're all forging your own solo career, and you're nailing it. You got This Town, great song, and what's Slow Hands about?
That's all a bit random, to be honest. I was just in the studio, and I wanted to make it musically sound like something from back in the day, and then the lyrics just took life for a while, to be honest.
Mate, both your songs have that vibe where you hear it, it sticks, and you sing it all the time. Not many songs can have that.
All right.
That's a hit. That's a banger.
I don't know. I sing melodies into my phone, and that's what comes out of my mouth. I don't really know how to describe
it. So out of all the times you sing in your phone, how many songs do you go,
there's been so many.
That's
There's been times where I should have recorded something, where I've sang something and then not recorded it, and just be like, oh no, I've missed out on that one big time. And then there's been times where like you'd have a few beers and then you'd start playing the guitar and it just like,
it just sounds awesome.
Sounds horrific.
Oh, horrific?
Yeah, have a few beers and then you think you're great. Yeah.
That's what I feel like all the time. So you're jet lagged?
Yeah, well.
When did you land?
Yesterday morning?
Yeah.
At like 6 a.m.
Well, you sent me a message saying, Fev, where are you?
Yeah.
And I wrote back and you gave me donuts.
Oh, you didn't write back to me?
Yeah, I did.
What did you say?
I wrote back, just in Melbourne, chilling at home. How long are you in Sydney for, flying tomorrow morning? Donuts.
Oh, right, because I was, yeah, but you were no good to me yesterday because I was out having beers and you were down in Melbourne, so there was no, you were no use to me.
So you just burnt me.
Yeah, there's no point texting you back if you're not coming out, is it?
Oh, I just say, sweet, look forward to nothing?
No.
Anyway, hurt my feelings.
I'm not drinking
today,
so...
I was upset.
Well, I'm sure we'll have a pint at some stage.
Fair enough. All right, mate, we might wind it up there. You're pretty busy. You've obviously got to do a few gigs today.
Yeah.
And obviously try to catch up with Katie. And I'll be following your car to see where you guys are going.
Fair enough.
But thanks for sitting down, having beers with Fev, mate. Enjoy Australia. And I can't wait for you to come back and we might be able to have that point.
Top man.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Bevs with Fev, Niall Horan. Our first ever Bevs with Fev. It's on Facebook. This is not just a radio thing, this mini show that we've got within a show. It is also on Facebook. Watch the video now.
Yeah, it kind of looks... It kind of looks like Between Two Ferns, the seminal interview clips with Zach Galifianakis.
We tried to steal the set off Ellen, as Byron said yesterday.
It did look a bit Ellen. Really? It was sort of Ellen crossed with Between Two Ferns. It was great.
That explains Fev's dance before he met Niall. That was nice, mate. Got the crowd up.
Check it out. It was an Irish jig.
On Facebook. Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. What a massive show it has been already, Fifi.
Yes, and what a big week in Melbourne. That's right. Oz Comic Con at the Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre this weekend. And we are a studio full of Game of Thrones fanatics. And Melbourne, in the studio right now, we have Podrick Payne and Lancel Lannister, Daniel and Eugene, Daniel Portman, Eugene Smith. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having us.
This is, okay, I am, and Dave will attest this, I'm such a big fan. I went through this phase where I couldn't get episodes fast enough, and I went onto an illegal website.
Oh, why would you say that?
Pirate Bay, Pirate Bay.
Not supposed to say that.
And tell me, on this illegal website, what did it say my name was? Was it Eugene Smith?
Or Simon?
That would be Simon.
She's clearly flustered.
Did I
sell it?
I was going to bring that up, Boxy, but I didn't want to.
Eugene Simon, I'm so sorry because...
No, not at all.
No, do you know
what? It's what is it? It's 8:25. We're all in a bit to drink. No, don't worry. It's absolutely
Boxy,
fine.
Boxy, that's Eugene's fault for having two first names.
No,
that's
you
absolutely.
Know why it's Eugene.
Never trust a man with two first names. That's
three,
what they always
Eugene, Michael, Simon.
Do you know why? Eugene, Simon, it is your fault because I've got to say this. You are so charming. Oh. And no, because I've got to be honest, Lancel Lannister scares me silly. Oh, so to meet you in person and for you to be so charming, you've thrown me.
Oh, this is where it gets you.
Right, okay.
Because you were scary. You were so scary and menacing.
Oh, well, bless you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah. I've been moisturising very heavily and the scar on my forehead is now gone, so this means that there's very little...
You're beautiful,
I don't really
too.
Have the power of intimidation when anyone will
beautiful.
Look scary when you've got an enormous
like
seven-pointed star bleeding on your forehead. And if you don't, then you've got problems.
Yeah. It's good they got rid of it because that would be a hassle on Tinder. That is kind of a hard one to get over.
Did you see that guy as well? Yeah. I said no. I flick left.
Now, guys, being on those sets, because, I mean, geez, well, they film in Iceland, they film them in, like, all over Europe and beyond. And the kits that you guys wear are spectacular. Have you nicked anything from set? Has
absolutely.
There been anyone leaving a White Walker's outfit around? You go, thanks for coming.
Absolutely not. No. No, no, absolutely not.
Oh, yeah, he's nodding at his point.
Never.
What have you... No.
Do you know what I really, really wanted? I felt like I should almost have petitioned for it, but when I left, the day I got blown up and I was absolutely exhausted, I was wearing these chains, and they're real chains, and by the end of it, you've got, like, you feel like you've probably almost been kind of had them carved into you because they weigh about 5 kilos each. And I thought, I've got all this baggage that I've got like 20 kilos free. I really want to take these with me. So I tried to take them, but they nicked them from me before I had a chance to nick them.
You couldn't
so get chain free.
They're very selfish with the props. They don't want anybody taking them away.
It's not like Lord of the Rings where you've got sort of Sting hung up on your wall.
Yeah,
you
no,
know
no,
I mean?
They're
like,
not doing that.
Do
they don't do that.
Really?
Do that.
Now, what about Comic-Con? Because as you've just we've proven, we're hardcore fans get a bit tongue-tied, get a bit full-on around you.
Yeah.
What have you got? Like, are you bracing yourself for this weekend?
Well, we've both done a few of these before. I mean, I think this is my fourth trip out to Australia to do Oz Comic Con, so I'm fairly well versed in what the Aussie fans are like, and everybody's great. You know, you sit behind a desk and people come and tell you they love what you do.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
It's not bad.
We love you.
We were asked to very happily do a little bit of press to kind of, you know, let people know that we're doing it at the, you know, we're doing it at the Melbourne Convention Centre, and you can go to ozcomiccon.com to get tickets. But they are so fun because I know, man.
That was good.
I'll tell you what. It's because whenever you attend them, you start, over the course of the first 2 hours, getting more and more of an adrenaline rush because the room fills up, and then you realize that there are so many kind of little franchises that you're a hardcore nerd for, and suddenly you realize, God, why am I sat down? Why am I behind this desk? Why? You know. I mean, Eugene, I know I'm being. I really have to get up and just go.
Eugene Michael Simon, I'm just wondering for someone that doesn't really know what Comic-Con is, for all the people listening, what actually is it down at the convention center for our listeners to go down and have a look? What is it?
So the Comic-Con is basically an amalgamation of fans who are interested in various franchises, where it's kind of, whether it's either, you know, anime shows that you're really fond of plays a big part of it, or it's anything from Game of Thrones to Vikings.
We spoke to Alison Hennigan the other day.
Buffy, exactly.
She's
going to
be there.
I bumped into her just upstairs when we were having breakfast, and I was like, "Oh my god,
I know."
And also, boys.
Yeah. So it's a wonderful amalgamation of people who come from far and wide in order to just pay homage to the things that they love, and then the things that, and also anything that they don't, and see massive space marines, you know, from like kind of Warhammer walking by that are 8 foot tall.
So good.
People have put together in their, you know, garages.
And also,
Absolutely.
Also, boys, I'm not quite sure if you're aware of this, but we have great access on our show, and one of your co-stars, Jon Snow, often calls in the show. I think we might have him on the line, Byron.
It's extraordinary to think that this is happening.
Wow, what a coincidence.
This is unbelievable that he would call. He's a regular listener. Are you there, Jon Snow?
That is a coincidence. Look at you two cheeky bastards. How did you get onto that junket? I'm here freezing my ghoulies off in downtown Reykjavik to shoot the next season for you two twanning around in the Colonials. How'd you pull that one off?
We love the pronunciation of Reykjavik.
Yeah. Who's this? John?
Oh, it's the King of the North, in case you
forgot. Of course it is. Sorry, son.
We have, you know what, Daniel, we have access to him. He calls our show probably fortnightly.
It's just that I know he gets a bit fanatical about things, you know. Yeah. He likes to get involved.
Yeah. Kit, what time is it where you are, mate? Like, this is really an ungodly hour to be calling surely. The show, you know, really. Are you
telling me about I should get paid penalty rates? I'm furious working at this time, I can't tell you. To be honest, I call up the show all the time. I'm trying to get a gig, at the very least, as a weather person. Winter has come here.
Thank you so much to Jon Snow for being a part of this.
Bless you, man.
As we've touched on, what a massive event it is this weekend. Oz Comic Con at the Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre. Get there. Daniel Portman, Eugene Simon.
Smith.
Thanks for being part
of it. Okay, yeah, Eugene changing Smith. My name, Smith.
It's Fifi, Dave, Feb, and
Thanks
Byron.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Thanks, boys.
Cheers.
Fifi, Dave, Feb, and Byron.
Noah Cyrus in the studio.
Hi.
Noah, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
We are loving your new single, I'm Stuck. We're about to play it in a few moments, but we do want to chat with
you
first. Noah, how are you enjoying it at the moment? You're touring. Is this your first time in Australia?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm having so much fun. And, like, I'm not just saying that because I'm here. Like, I feel like every time I'm, like, in a new place and I'm like, I've never been here before, but it's, like, my new favorite place. People don't believe me, but like, it's actually like, I love it so much and I'm having so much fun.
And obviously your sister Miley goes, your brother-in-law's an Australian.
Mm-hmm.
So you're hanging
kind
down.
Of brother-in-law.
Not married kind yet. Of brother-in-law. Well, we'll be long down the track. Don't worry. I've got a wife who's divorced me and now she's my fiance. So it's all weird. So don't worry. We all get married eventually, but you love the beaches. So you going to come down here often or?
I mean, I definitely want to. Like, I want to come back and go to Byron Bay.
Yeah, that's where they're from.
That's where they're from.
Yeah.
So, like, I want to be able to go there.
That is an amazing place.
It's
Boxy,
a great
you
spot.
You love Byron Bay for a holiday.
I love Byron Bay. Also, like, and while you're in Melbourne, we've got a place called Phillip Island, where Chris and Liam actually went on holidays as a kid. So that's where they grew up. So I'm just putting it in for Victoria as well.
Nice.
Have good beaches.
It's a great caravan park there.
Yeah.
No, I have noticed, though, you've got an unbelievable Australian accent. You were doing that off air. We were talking about finger spinners and you went, finger spinner.
Fidget spinner.
Yeah. fidget spinner. I have 18 fidget spinners.
That's not bad. Have you been working on it, or has that just come to you in the last 24 hours?
I think growing up, like, around Liam has really just given me some practice, because, like, every time I see him, I'm like, hey, buddy. And so, yeah, I think that's just kind of, like, taught me. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I think that's what it is, just growing up around him and, like, hearing him talk.
Do you pick up on some of the Australian slang, like the words that just Americans do not know what they are?
No. I don't know that. No. No.
Yep.
Because I don't think he really says, like, I've never heard him say something like, I didn't really know. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like,
you know?
Yeah, he's not Crocodile, like, Dundee. Crocodile. You know, he's not old school.
He's not old school.
Okay. Now, no, we are about to play I'm Stuck. But before that, we have got you at a time in the show every Friday where we play a game called Is It Amazing? Where people tell amazing stories.
Okay.
And we're hoping you might have an amazing story up your sleeve.
Okay. So I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
And one time I was on tour with Miley. And she had gone ahead, you know, in her bus, and then my mom and I were on a bus. And all of a sudden, we get, like, a flat tire in the bus, and we pull over. Then the bus starts to, like, spark a little bit. Then the bus just, like, bursts into flames.
Whoa.
And we're standing on the side of the road, and the bus is, like, turns to ashes, blown up on the side of the road. Cop cars are coming to get us. This is not I'm not making this up. I'm, like, in the back of some random woman's car, like, just sitting there watching all of my stuff
just burn.
Yeah. So from a flat tire, our bus burned down.
Wow.
Okay. And
that's a big step.
I think the best part of that entire story is my manager, who was not there, who also manages Miley, saw a video of it online, reposted it, and said, "Told you the Bangers tour was on fire."
Oh, that story had everything. It even had a joke at the end. That is exactly what we want.
No,
so is that
that's perfect.
You won. You got it.
You qualified.
Incredible.
And Noah, what we do now is people call in with their amazing stories. And they would be blown away if Noah Cyrus would hang around to help judge their stories.
I would love to.
You're the best.
Awesome.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Thrilled to have Noah as a special guest judge for Is It Amazing? You would have just heard those amazing vocals there, Noah.
those are beautiful.
Thank you.
Is it amazing?
Yeah, good. See, I love that. Well,
you're now
going
to have to pay copyright. But that's cool, Noah. Don't worry.
Please, we'll probably use that in future for this segment.
I will. I see that as an endorsement. Now, Troy from Croydon. Hi, Troy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Really
well. Troy.
Troy, yeah, that's Noah there. Noah Cyrus is going to be judging your story, so no pressure. Take a big, deep breath. Tell us your amazing story.
Yeah, so it's more of an amazing find, I think, through my family. I was sitting down with my grandparents one day and just basically asking them about their time, and found out that my great-granddad or great-great-granddad was the right-hand man to the King of England at the time, back in the day. So it was like he was sort of, you know, right-hand man and made executive decisions. And,
butler right-hand man or some sort of lord.
Can you name drop the kings?
Or
like, you know what I mean?
Changing the sheets.
Do you know which king it was, Troy?
It's before my time.
Troy doesn't even know his granddad or his grandfather.
History
Do you know your great-granddad's name?
It was... don't Google it.
Look, it was really good, but then, look, based on the lack of factual evidence...
You're a really nice person, but it's just not amazing.
That's so mean. I thought it was
Thank you, Noah.
All right, so
thank
Noah's given it an amazing. The rest of the team, just a bit of feedback.
It was amazing.
I love this. You've gone rogue, Noah.
Yeah, but Noah, come on. He could have Wikipedia'd something.
Okay,
like,
maybe look up on Wikipedia or like your familytree.com. Go figure out your great-granddad's name.
Just a name.
Maybe figure out which king it was.
Sure.
But I liked it. I liked it.
Well, no, we've got one more for you. Nick from Rosebud. Hi, Nick.
Did you hang up on him?
Hey,
he's gone. That's how we operate here.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Nick.
Okay. So I went to Salvo's and I bought a pair of Nikes. I've got bad feet, so I took out the insoles. And it was $100.
Right.
There was $100 in my shoe that I bought from Salvo's.
Under
the insole.
Salvo's is like an op shop, just to translate for
Noah.
Noah. It's like an op shop.
So he's gone into an op shop and he's got a shoe and there was $100 hidden under the insole.
What do you reckon?
Yeah.
How much did the shoes cost?
They cost $10, so it's like $9 profit. Yeah.
Okay, what'd you do with the $100?
Oh, I just paid my phone bill.
Okay, that's I'm sorry. That's not
amazing. Just another little twist.
That was great.
Oh, she's the best judge ever.
Noah, we would expect no less from you. You are gorgeous. We loved having you on the show and being part of this segment.
Actually, Nick might need a little song. Can you just sing that it was amazing to Nick? I think he might need that from you, Noah.
It was amazing.
It makes me feel so much better. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks so much. What a good sport. Noah Cyrus, check out her new single. We just played it for you. I'm Stuck. Out now on iTunes and streaming. Woo! Forthcoming album, NC17, is out later in the year. That was a really fun way. We're going on a two-week break. There's going to be a best of Fifi, yes. Dave, Evan, Byron over the next 2 weeks. Plenty to choose from.
God, how much radio gold is going to come out of the speakers there.
Have a great holiday, guys.
Thanks for having me, guys.
No worries, Noah. Thank you.
And we'll see you in 2 weeks. Fifi.